somebody's mic gonged like a fucking Joni Angelus comes on.
Nong.
It was mine. I quickly moved it so that I don't have to move as much.
It's like the ringing.
Online with the mic.
Do you want to start at the Angelus? We're going like gong. It's like the reflecting gong.
I hope it's in the fucking start of this podcast because Lord knows we need a prayer today.
Let me fucking bless myself while I'm at it.
I should have said my prayers the fucking morning this morning when I woke up. Wait, God. Do you want to hear about what's happened now today? Slash the last
yes.
2 days. Okay.
Fill me
so
in.
So yesterday, my laptop just killed itself overnight. It just said, fuck you, Kiva. I actually think you're a piece of shit.
System suicide.
I can see that it's charging, but it's like the battery is gone in it. But it's like to the point that it's gone, that it's like even when it's plugged in, it won't turn on.
It won't.
Oh, but a battery is super cheap and easy to replace, though.
That's not the point.
Okay, fair enough. Fair point, fair enough.
Also,
okay.
It's not, because when I'm like, I need something to do, like, I need something done now, it needs to be done immediately now, / ordered online.
Yeah.
This shit of, like, I have to go into a fucking shop and, like, give them it and, like, wait a while and then go collect it again. That's a fucking ordeal. That's going to take me a week. I need to plan that out. I hate it. Okay, so that's fine.
I feel like I can help you with your online needs, but we'll skip over that for now. We'll do that after.
Yeah, and then what? I have to put it in, and then the whole fucking thing will explode. Because remember the last time I tried to fiddle with electronics and I got fucking electrocuted twice.
You have so many things happened to, like, nearly electrocute you. Like, there was a lot of variables in that scenario.
The fact that you haven't been fried is actually...
I've been electrocuted at least 5 times in my life. Twice that I remember from an actual socket, like a wall plug. But anyways... Both of those times were my own fault. Like, I did put stuff in them at my big age. But anyways, we'll move on.
No.
So then,
and you just
don't
see if you can get superpowers.
I have earphones that are like, they come in like a little, they're like JVC or some fucking shit. They're not like AirPods because I have an Android. So I just use like normal fucking shit ones, whatever. But they're good. They're really good. Yeah. Would recommend. And they're a lovely blue colour. Went to a whole ordeal to organise, so I have a plug outside, like, so when I'm working, that she can be charging when I come in, blah, blah, fucking yeah, right? Plugged the case in, let the charge away, and I was like, class, I'll go out now, and they'll be ready in the morning. They weren't, because they weren't in the fucking case, can't find them, so I have a backup pair, but the backup pair don't work, because I don't know why, just one of them just won't turn on ever. So then I was like, okay, I'll use my headphones, that's grand, they were working away. Did my notes, had to redo all my notes, and this fucking bastard, piece of shit.
Tell him, Kiva.
Because my fucking laptop killed itself, so I had to redo all the notes on Dad's laptop. But all the matches are on the telly today, and he's using his laptop to HDMI the fucking cunt. So I had to send everything to Mam's laptop, which sounds like an ordeal. It wasn't really. It was actually quite easy. But besides,
no,
the
but
point,
it is when you're all. I
downloaded Audacity onto Dad's laptop last night, so I'm like, I'll be ready. And he was like, yeah, you can use the laptop, because he obviously forgot about the matches. So then I had to ring Mam to be like, can I use your laptop? And Lizzie, trigger warning, but it's that shitty fucking tablet touchscreen shit that I had in college.
Oh no, Kiva.
What are they? The Microsoft fucking touchscreen. I'm actually tearing up.
Like, notebook fucking. The pair of us had one in college.
We both had one, and they were both shit.
Awful, but yours had an arguably cooler keyboard. Mine was a, like, soft, pliable shit that never fucking worked.
How are you going to have a squishy keyboard?
It's. Good question.
Yeah, because it. So it didn't good question. Funny, it didn't fucking work 90% of the time.
Yeah, because why would it?
So good one,
because
Microsoft.
So funny, hilarious, the keypad, like, comes off. Because it's, you know, so it's dual, that it can be, like, a touchscreen tablet and a laptop. But the connection is shy.
Yeah.
And then the charger is, like, a magnetic, so it, like, sticks on, but it doesn't stick on properly, you know?
I had to pay, because at the time, there was none of those fucking, like, do you know the way, like, you don't have to get, like, the branded charger, so, like,
I
couldn't find a charger that wasn't this specific one, and it was like 80 fucking euro, because it's magnetic, it's like on a strip and it just sticks to the fucking side of it.
Like it, yeah.
But because of the way you have to charge it, you can't, like, you couldn't help but put a bend in it when you were charging it because of the way that the thing was fucking placed, so it was always going to break.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, like a normal charger sticks in like this, it like sticks to the side so that.
So it just automatically...
It's always bent. So then I was like, whatever, I'll use my headphones because I'll leave them charge all day and they'll be ready to go. Will the cunts turn on?
No. They don't, Kiva. Why?
Why would they?
Arsehole.
Why would they? Why would they work? Why would they? Why would they? Why would they? So now I have to borrow Aine's. It took me a year to connect to them. They're very good headphones. They're Beats. Whatever. I was very annoyed. Everything's gone wrong. What else? I was watching Scrubs there trying to eat my fucking dinner. And I cried. because it was really sad because all the fucking patients died. Trigger warning.
Oh god.
Trigger warning for anyone who hasn't seen Scrubs.
They work in a hospital, episode. So shocker, people die.
What happens in a hospital? Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Loads of other stuff has happened. I can't remember anything else. This all sounds like minor conveniences, and I know it is, but it also really added up and really pissed me off.
But yeah, when it accumulates.
Yep.
And it's like, when do I catch a fucking break? And the answer is in death, because it just feels like shit is never ending.
Also, you know how Anya has no feelings? Yeah.
Ooh.
Bitch, my god. Comes into my room last night and she goes, oh my god, you need to watch this. And I was like, okay, what is it? She was like, it nearly made me cry. So I'm like, Anya's a little bit heartless. Stuff doesn't really make her cry. So I was like, and that's coming from me. Okay. So I was like, well, to be fair, I do cry at things. Like I cry at like Christmas ads and stuff all the time. But anyways.
Oh yeah, well, there's Adam.
And K-pop meltdowns multiple times a week, but we'll skirt over those.
Yeah, that's delusions, family.
Yeah, that's different. I haven't cried. Well, no, I did when your man died. But anyways, besides the point. Oh yeah, yeah. And then she pulls up a TikTok, right? Yeah, she pulls up a TikTok of this girl and her whole family crying, right? They're on a train. And they're waving out the door at this really cute old man who really, not old man, he was probably like 45, really reminded me of my uncle. And he was putting on his hat and stuff and he was really cute, lovely, doughty. And yeah, he was a Ukrainian man going off to war. They were after dropping him off for some shit at the fucking base. And he was like running along beside the train, like waving goodbye, trying to be all happy to be like, guys, don't worry about me, like I'll be fine.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Anya, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, and I like... She was like, are you crying, huh? Are you not?
Obviously.
They're never going to see this man again. Of course I'm crying.
Apparently she said, oh, he's safe. Mean? So, I mean, he's still okay.
For now. Not to be this man.
Depends on where he
touch
is.
Touch wood,
like,
yeah.
Where are you stationed?
I have no idea about anything. It just was very sad. There was just a man leaving his family, basically. And then, no, I'm not getting into it, actually, because it's just sad. But there's a lot of other sad shit that I've seen on my TikTok that's upset me. That's and now we have to talk about this fat fuck.
But we get to talk about him... KFC and before he's KFC'd. So at least
no, because I actually
I had a KFC today. Symbolic.
Ooh.
Jealous.
Accidentally, no, I was because I was hanging out my arse.
I did like a DIY carbonara and it was grand, but it wasn't like great.
David's making sesame chicken and I cannot fucking wait.
Mm. Right, can we talk
Shall
about
I
this
light
fucking...
some incense?
Do you think we can purge Quiva through a video call?
I mean, should we get haunted through fucking video calls all the time? So I mean, like, it can't hurt.
I mean... Yeah.
And I've had a mild bad feeling for the last like 2 days as well. We go for a
Is
swim.
Is there anything else before we just yeah?
No,
bite the bullet.
I have no good news.
No,
I don't know. I got into a bar fight last night. So, like, not a fist fight. It was a screaming match, and the police were involved. But anyway.
Yeah, we'll save that for the end for like a light
arse. Yeah, we'll save that for the end. But bitch, you're not getting away with. You don't just get to be like, oh yeah, I was throwing hands last night.
No, I
and
wasn't
then just say
hands.
Nothing
I
about
wasn't
it.
Throwing hands. No.
Verbally.
Oh yeah, and they were cracking my head.
You gas cunt. Okay, cannot wait to hear about that. Look at that now, look. The whole tone of the fucking podcast has changed. We've something to look forward to. And in the interest of getting to that bit of levity, we're going to fucking... John Wayne Gacy, part 3, the finale.
Dun,
Let's
dun,
dive
dun.
In.
We left off kind of mid-1977 after a hippie young fellas have gone missing that Savannah told us all about, right?
Yes, yeah.
Pick back up, and it's September 15th, and 18-year-old Robert Gilroy was taken by Gacy. He was suffocated, which, I mean, was yet again him with his big fucking massive self sitting on this young lad until he died.
Yeah.
And he was buried in Gacy's crawl space. 10 days later, 19-year-old former US Marine John Mowry disappeared after leaving his mother's house to walk to his apartment, which, I mean, like... so many of these young lads are with their mams or like going home from their mothers
or just after. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. He was taken, strangled and buried in the crawl space. October 17th, Russell Nelson was a 21-year-old Minnesota native and he disappeared. He was last seen outside a Chicago bar and he was looking for contracting work. So people kind of speculate that he ended up talking to Gacy about a job. Was taken, had been suffocated, and was buried in the crawl space. 16-year-old Robert Winch was taken on November 10th. He was strangled and buried. Oh my god, it's just a fucking day after day.
It's just a list.
Yeah. 8 days later, 20-year-old father of one, Tommy Bowling, disappeared after he left a Chicago bar. He was strangled and buried
28.
In the...
28?
No, he was 20.
Oh, 20, sorry.
It was 8 days later, so it was November 18th, sorry.
Mm. Okay.
On December...
I just thought very old for him.
Yeah, no. On December 9th, David Talisma was a 19-year-old US Marine and he disappeared after he told his mom that he was going to a rock concert in Hammond in Indiana. Gacy strangled him with a ligature and buried him in the crawl space next to the body of John Mowry. On December 30th, 19-year-old college student Robert Donnelly was kidnapped from a Chicago bus stop at gunpoint. Gacy drove him home, where he raped, tortured, and repeatedly dunked Donnelly's head, or Robert's head, into the bathtub until he passed out. Gacy taunted him, because why the fuck wouldn't he? Saying things like, aren't we having so much fun tonight? Aren't we playing such fun games? This is such fun. Fucking unreal, yeah, actually, having a class time.
I'm having a great time, actually. Watch me laugh.
In your dirty fucking bath that I know he didn't clean.
Oh my god, that's definitely grimy. As him and his sweaty fat arse sitting in that doesn't clean. I guarantee you there's arse hair. Ball hair. Clinging to the side
but
of
even
the
like the
bath.
Fact that it's a bathtub, like
chicken skin, probably as well.
He definitely waited, like you alone. To sit there. He to sit there and wait for the fucking bathtub to fill up a bit.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like I know Casey didn't fucking plan ahead like a normal person. He was like, sit there now and wait. Fuck you, stupid fuck. Gacy now is such someone that would slip and die in the shower. No shade to people who that has happened to, but it's kind of an embarrassing way to go, isn't it? Robert actually survived. Because Gacy drove him to his workplace and just dropped him off, let him go, and warned him that if he complained to police that they wouldn't believe him. He said during Gacy's trial that he was in such pain that he actually asked Gacy to kill him, and Gacy said, I'm getting around to it. Basically, don't fucking hurry me.
I'm getting around to it.
How much of a
why
fucking
prick. Why
are you
saying it like it's an inconvenience?
Can you, don't rush me.
I'm taking my time. I want to enjoy my murder, thank you very much.
I'll get to it when I get to it.
So this was on December 30th, and obviously, like, that was, like, the end of the year, basically. So Robert reported the assault, and on January 6th, the police, so January 6th of 1978, the police went to Gacy and questioned him, and he admitted, and we say admitted, to having a sex slave relationship with Robert. And I say admitted because it's like he confessed because that's not what happened. He's like, oh, that's what was going on. Like, yeah, like pure shame.
But it wasn't like that.
No, yeah.
I'm
like
just his dummy mommy, is it?
He's like, God, like, I can't believe you're asking, but I guess, like, yeah, I'll admit that we had like a sex slave relationship. No, you didn't. You're a fucking rapist.
And let me guess, the police were like, sounds good, brother.
Yeah. He insisted that everything was consensual and that basically that Robert was pissy and he was reporting him to the police because Gacy hadn't paid him that he had, the way he'd promised him. That Gacy had promised Robert money and he hadn't paid up, and that was why Robert was reporting him. It was like a revenge thing, like a fuck you, like for not paying me thing.
Yeah.
So the police believed him and filed no charges because
well,
I feel like it's the same with the whole Dahmer thing. It's that like ew, gay sex, gross, icky. Don't talk about it to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
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 That's
gonna hurt, cut that shit.
That's gay men thing, like that's
yeah.
Over there, that's filed under they just be doing weird shit. They just be doing weird shit over there, and that's their business, and I'm not getting involved in that because that's gross and disgusting and rotten, and I don't want to think about it unless I have to. Which I don't have to because I refuse to. Because fuck you.
Exactly.
So the following month, William Kindred, who was 19, disappeared on February 16th. He told his fiance, who knew John Wayne Gacy, that he was going to spend in the evening in a bar, that he was just going for drinks, basically, probably with the lads, whatever the fuck. He just never came home, and he was the final victim that was buried in the crawl space.
Oh god.
So there was a suspected victim, which is Charles Hatula, and he disappeared on the 13th of May and was found on the 23rd after he. Yeah, I noticed that actually when I was doing the notes.
Sad.
He was found on the 23rd after he had been killed by drowning. So, as I said, mid-1978, the crawl space was full. No more room for bodies. Gacy was in a bit of a fucking pickle.
No
he was
room
like,
at the end, Jesus. Turn
Jesus,
around.
What do I do, you know? No, we're not going to get into it, but I'm just going to say, I feel like he wasn't very good at organisation. You know, like the whole, like,
no,
Marie Kondo,
like
keep
years.
Things that bring me joy. Organise your shit better. Get better at, you know, I feel like if he'd had more of a plan in regards to layup, I know he fucking lost, I'd, you know, it just pisses me off because I know he wasn't fucking organized at all. Like, I feel like if he's organized, if you have a plan, I'm kind of like, okay. But the fact that he was just going head for fucking genuine leather, pissed me off.
Yeah, I mean, You don't, like, a man who kills, what, 33 fucking people in the span of 2.5 years, basically.
He sounds like a fucking bore. I'm so sorry. Like, actually get a fucking
life.
Oh,
he would be an awful bore bastard. And he thinks, like, he's funny because the lads laugh at his jokes, but it's not that they're funny. They're all just perverts.
I know, so yeah. Just, like, and I know
weird sexual jokes.
He has that really annoying, like, he's that person that if I was tired, I would hate. If I met him today, even if he wasn't a fucking killer, I would hate him. Because I know he has that really, like, ha 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 laugh. I hate him.
He definitely breathes really heavy as
well. Oh, he does.
And then when
he does, and I know he chews with his mouth open.
I was just about to say the same thing.
He watches telly with his mouth wide open, mouth breathing. I know he probably, like, ugh, all those things that are fucking annoying.
Elbows you in the ribs every time he makes a joke.
Yeah, fucking sleep apnea, bitch.
Sleep apnea, bitch.
Absolutely. Like, he definitely had, like, restless legs and stuff, you know, that's kind of shit.
Ooh, ouch, Quiva.
You see him?
Called for. I literally diagnosed with it, fuck you, like.
Oh, come on! You have everything anyways. Oh, I'm like, what do you mean?
I mean,
you
facts.
Could diagnose someone with anything and I'd be like, Savannah probably has that. She just doesn't know yet. Hashtag, I'm Savannah, I give off scoliosis vibes. And I thought this whole time that you had that. I thought that was confirmed this whole time. But it was like new news, apparently.
Recent edition.
But.
Okay, fuck off, carry on.
He was thick anyways, that he was out of space. And he was like, what do I do? He later on said that he thought about putting them up in the attic, but then he was concerned about leakage and shit like that, obviously, when bodies were decomposed. Yeah. And that, I mean, obviously, you'd have to waterproof the whole ceiling and everything. It's just not feasible.
Yeah.
So, and even in regards to, like, the smell, like, he was already having issues with the smell. With them being buried underground, like, you'd have serious trouble if they're above you as well. Yeah. Without
just open air,
a load of earth over them.
If any of them did leak at all, if that got into the rafters in the house, sure, like, that would stay in the fucking wood. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, everything would have to be replaced.
You'd smell it from a fucking mile away, regardless of having to fucking renovate.
And imagine on a hot fucking day as well.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No. Oh my god.
Moving on.
His solution to this was, I'll just throw him into the local river, right? So the I-55, there was a bridge there.
Literally.
And that was his thought, that he'd throw the bodies into the Des Plaines, the Plaines River.
Yeah.
He threw 5 bodies into this river in 1978, one of which said that he was like, I think it landed on, like, there was a barge passing by underneath when he threw it in.
Oh my god, not on the barge.
He thinks it landed on that. So only 4 of the bodies were ever found. I don't know what the barge is. I should have looked that up. I didn't even think about it actually when I was doing these notes. But I wonder where, like, you know how in America they have, like, rubbish?
Trash barges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I presume so. Oh, so god. They just ended up in a skip, essentially.
Basically.
A floating ocean skip.
Yeah. So
Jesus Christ.
26-year-old Jeffrey Rignall encountered Gacy. He was walking to a local gay bar in Rosemont, Illinois on March 21st, 1978, and Gacy lured Jeffrey into his car by offering him a ride and said that they'd smoke a joint together. Gacy took up, like a fucking Scooby-Doo villain, took up a rag covered in chloroform and held it to Jeffrey's face.
Stop. Not the chloroform rag.
Yeah, which chloroform doesn't work the way, like, the movies pretend it does. It doesn't work like that. It takes ages for you to pass
it's
out.
It's so long.
And it doesn't knock you out for as long as you think. Like, it doesn't. I just know Gacy thought that it was going to work way faster and he was definitely getting cross. I just know I can. That's what I'm like, oh. So, yeah.
He'd watched it in a blockbuster, like, the night before. I was like, shit.
Like anyone. Like
10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, and there's going to be a quick struggle and then he's going to pass out and then he'll be out for a few hours. That's not what happened, obviously. Jeffrey passed out eventually anyways and he ended up. He was waking up kind of off and on, obviously because chloroform doesn't work the way Gacy thought it would. So he was waking up off and on in the car ride to Gacy's house and was able to kind of look out the window and see, like, different landmarks so he could kind of place himself, basically.
Yeah.
But then Gacy obviously was kind of putting chloroform over his face again until he fully knocked out. Jeffrey said that this is such dirt, okay? Apologies.
Oh.
He woke up and he was in Gacy's house and he was strapped down to, like, this fucking torture device board thing. So he was strapped down to a wooden table, basically, with chains pinning down his arms and legs. He woke up.
So very like Dean.
Yeah. Mm.
It sounds like he moved forward with his Dean devices.
Yeah. He woke up with a naked John Wayne Gacy standing in front of him.
That's a nightmare in of itself. Oh, my God, my arse just clenched.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
Like, I could stand up from this chair now and the chair would be attached to my arse still. That's how hard it clenched at the fucking thought.
No, because why did I see it immediately? Like, he was stood in front of me.
You know that, like, it's like a collection of all these different short stories and there's one and it's like the woman and she's like a blob woman and it's on Netflix and stuff as well.
What? Do you know?
I'll have to look it up. I don't know what it's called. It's like
the anime.
Is it like a cart? It's like a drawings, like anime. Oh, I don't know how to put.
Yeah, John G. Tokiva.
No. Is it?
I think so.
It doesn't matter. I'll come back to it. Basically, that's what I'm imagining. So yeah, he wakes up, Gacy, in all his rotten nakedness, stood in front of him. Hate dildos and everything around the place.
What?
He was describing to Jeffrey, he was like, this is what I'm going to do to you with this one, and then this thing is going to do this to you, and then I'm going to do this to this, and then this with that. And
I don't know why when you said that, I thought they were just like decorative dildos. I was like, okay, he's trying to set some sort of fucking ambiance here.
I think that's what they were. Like, in my head, they're up like on a wall or something, or like they're like around him. Like, you know, like people who have like doll collections.
Just a wall of dicks.
Like a fine china cabinet like your nan would have, but like just full of dildos.
That or like they're on the floor and he's like picking them up. Like a fucking animal.
Oh my God.
Which would not surprise me the way he's fucking... Anyways, no, that man's not bending over, is he? Anyways.
No, he won't get back up.
Imagine the... every time he bends down.
He hasn't seen his feet in years.
So he stood there and while he's doing it, he's going at himself. Right, dick out.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
At one point, he actually grabs Jeffrey's head and shoves his dick in his mouth, screaming, like a drill sergeant, is what Jeffrey said. Like an actual drill fucking instructor, you know, like from the army. You love it. Like, but I can't get the voice right because I can't.
That's okay.
Yeah. Gacy then... Shocker, brutally raped, drugged, whipped and tortured Jeffrey. Later on, when Jeffrey was testifying and, you know, giving his statements and stuff, he did say that there was another man in the room while Gacy raped him.
Oh!
He obviously lost consciousness and he woke up the next day under a statue in Chicago's Lincoln Park. He made it back to his girlfriend's house and she took him to Northwestern Memorial Hospital where he stayed for 6 days because he was fucking mangled.
Yeah.
In the hospital, he spoke to the police, recounted his experience, like told them where to go, etc. But they were skeptical of his story and Jeffrey was unable to identify his like who it was because I would presume with the fucking chloroform and everything else. Yeah, and I mean, man was probably fucking crying and everything. Like your vision is going to be fucked with the drugs.
Yeah.
And then if you're in a fucking hoop, you know.
Just traumatized, like in general.
You're not going to be able to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially if he's beating the shit out of you as well, etc., etc. Like your vision is going to be so. Anyways. Jeffrey said, right, fuck the lot of E, and decided to investigate this shit himself. So he staked out freeway exit ramps, overpasses in Northwest Chicago, looking for the car that he knew Gacy drove. So he knew he drew this was driving this black Oldsmobile, whatever the fuck that is. Doesn't fucking matter to me, it was a black car. That's the best I'd be able to do as well. He eventually spotted him, recorded his license plate number, and followed the car to Gacy's house. He went back to the police, gave the police the license plate number, the address and everything, but they were slow as fuck to act on this.
Of course. Useless bastards, really and truly.
Finally, in July 1978, the state attorney's office filed a charge of battery against Gacy, but he was permitted to remain free. Jeffrey's case was never resolved in court. Jeffrey did end up writing a book about his experience.
Come on, Jeffrey.
In June of 1978, Timothy O'Rourke was 20 and he was the first known victim thrown from the I-55 bridge into the Des Plaines River. He was murdered in mid-June after leaving his Dover Street apartment to get cigarettes. Shortly before his disappearance, he told his roommate that a contractor on the northwest side had offered him a job. So, yet again, had probably gone to meet Gacy and just never met at home. Frank Landingen was 19 and on November 4th, he was the last seen alive by his father and he was walking along Foster Avenue. His body was found close to an inlet in Des Plaines River by two duck hunters on November 12th and he had died when Gacy had suffocated him / choked him by stuffing his own underwear down his throat.
Oh, darn.
It's just like, you're just listing off names at this point. It's just fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I have to ask for the sake of fucking my own morbid curiosity.
Mm.
When you say down his throat, is that you being Irish or is that the actual facts? Like, did they find the underwear down his throat?
That's what my source said, that he died by his underwear were shoved down his throat. So I presume his body, when they did the autopsy, found the underwear.
Because you know the way like we'd be exaggerating, like it was shoved down my throat, but like,
apparently,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to check, was it Irish or was it legit? Like, I feel like
some of these things were, I'm not going to say accidental because they weren't, but I don't remember his name, but you mentioned him, was that when he,
yeah,
it was the first double.
Yeah.
That he had that died when he'd been gagged. But like, realistically, I feel like the same with this lad, that maybe they died early, because obviously if you're after being kidnapped, you're going to be crying and your nose is going to get stuffy, mm-hmm. and it's going to restrict your breathing, and you're going to suffocate. So I wonder, did this lad basically inhale what had been put in his mouth to gag him? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
I'm not saying now, like, I'm just, like, obviously he was going to kill this young lad anyways, but yeah, it just reminded me of that other lad that you had mentioned, the first of the doubles murder.
Yeah, but it sounds like Gacy's getting sloppy now at this point anyways.
I think just he's from, lost like, the plot. Weird,
the little bits of, yeah.
Like the days between the murders and stuff are so close, like he's taking little small, I'm saying breaks, like as in like a couple of months, but then he'll do a couple and then he'll take a little break and then he fucking snowballs again and does until he's nearly satisfied, I guess. Like, he's fully lost the fucking genuine plot at this stage. Like, at the start, he kind of had a grip on himself, like he knew what he was doing. At this stage, I'd say he was
just
I'd say there was loads of lads in between that never came forward that he never killed. Do you know,
definitely.
Do you know, like, the chances of some of these lads, like, for example, this lad that, you know, he suffocated like that. Like, is there a chance that he maybe didn't mean to kill him and he was going to be one of those lads that's going to wake, he was going to wake up somewhere? Do you know? Like, how many of them were, you know, gagged?
Yeah.
And then woke up fine and they just didn't say anything because they're like, oh, maybe I was spiked or, you know what I mean? If they're all going out in bars or whatever.
If he is, like, losing the plot, maybe the kind of catch and release part of it is only after coming in recently as well.
Yeah.
So, like, this is, again, him getting sloppy. Like, he's letting victims go. He's changing what he's doing because, like, he's not watching them properly or whatever the fuck is going
on. He's picking up random people. He doesn't know who any of these people are. Like, at the start, he kind of had a thing of he was picking up people that, it sounds bad, but, you know, the unknowns, you know, like, that they have runaways or whatever else.
Yeah.
Like, now it's like he's lucky that they are unknowns at this stage. I don't think he's like vetting them at all anymore.
Yeah, he's just grabbing whoever he can get a hold of.
Yeah,
like taking someone at gunpoint as well.
He's like, he's frantic. Like he's, especially with the fact that the crawl space is full. Like it's like the river is not a solution, and he would have known that a year ago.
Mm-hmm. It's like cluttered house, cluttered mind.
He would have said,
"Yeah,
let me find even like a plot of land in like a woods or something." A year ago, that's what he would have done, but now it's like he just doesn't care.
Give a shit. Yeah.
And I know some people are like, oh, I think he wants to get caught. I don't believe that. I just think they just lose the genuine one of themselves.
No, it's the God complex gone completely out of control. He's like, I'm fucking untouchable. I can do anything. So why am I even bothering to be careful?
I think as well,
when it's coming for me anyway.
Like, after the first, like, was it Ted Bundy is like, oh, the first few murders, you're really, really careful. After 10, you're like, where did I leave the fucking, you know, I'm after leaving my jacket behind me kind of stuff. Like, after he's killed how many people at this stage? I'd say it's old news. Do you know? He doesn't even, he's not even noticing that he's doing it. He's just like, I'm just killing people now. Like, it's like normal to him. He's normalized it in his own head. So, yeah. Anyways.
Wild.
20-year-old James Mazzara. He lived in Elmwood Park and he disappeared on November 24th after he had Thanksgiving dinner with his family. He had told his sister the day before his disappearance that he was working in the construction industry and was doing all right. He was last seen alive walking in the direction of Buckhouse Square carrying a suitcase. December 11th, 1978, Jeffrey, the guy who had escaped and was doing his own investigations and all this, his battery charge was still pending in this whole meantime. So if they had even looked into Gacy properly at this stage, they would have, like, if he'd even been arrested, these four young lads mightn't have been killed. But fucking anyways. And yeah, his charge was still pending on December 11th when 15-year-old Robert Peast went missing. Robert worked at the Nissen Pharmacy in Des Plaines and his mother had driven him to the pharmacy to pick him up, had driven to the pharmacy to pick him up after work. Basically, she arrived and he was like, oh, just give me a minute. I'm just going to go talk. I have a contractor here. that he's after offering me a summer job. I'm going to talk to him for a few minutes, but he never came back. So this is at about kind of 8:30, 9 o'clock in the evening. So about 8:30, he's like, oh, I'll be back in a bit. And he never comes back. So at about 9 o'clock, she began looking for her son. About the time of Robert's disappearance, Gacy's truck was seen outside the pharmacy. And the police department, because, as do you know what we were saying earlier, is that he's not choosing his victims wisely at this stage. Like, yeah. Just had a young lad who just had Thanksgiving dinner with his family. Like, you've a lad who just got out of his mother's car 20 minutes ago.
And said he'd be right back.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just picking random people up. Like, he's running into young lads and he's going, oh, are you looking for a job for summer, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, oh, come out and talk to me for a minute. Hop in the car. And then he's just taking. Yeah, the police obviously started to suspect. They were like, okay, this truck is obviously involved in relation to this.
Is it?
I wonder fucking.
Gee fucking whiz.
So they have a look at the truck. Obviously, they probably look at all the cars that are in the vicinity. And they learned that Gacy, when they found out who the owner of this truck was, that he had a record of sexually assaulting young men and had been convicted in Iowa for an assault on a teenage boy. No way! Wouldn't have fucking figured that out if you'd actually looked into Jeffrey's fucking accusations.
Or, like, multiple victims, fucking 20 victims back. Like,
how was no one connecting the fact that they all, not all, a lot of them, worked for him?
Yeah.
Like, how was that never connected? Like, I don't...
Morons, like...
11, according to my source, if my source is correct, a fucking 11 of them.
That's so many people.
So many people gave his name. So many people said the name on the side of the fucking van that took Jim Bob or fucking Danny. Like, no, we won't follow this massive trail of fucking clues in front of us, not at all.
So, as we were saying, Robert had a lot of connections. You know, like, he wasn't a runaway, he wasn't a dropout. There was none of this, like, oh, maybe he just did. No, maybe he's just gone off, like, he's ran away or whatever. This Robert was a young lad who just got out of his mother's car and was like, I'll be back in a few minutes, and he never came back. So the police were obviously like, oh, maybe this is actually something, you know? They couldn't just write it off as he's ran away, because what the fuck are you talking about? So he was popular in school, you know, he had loads of ties in the community, like, probably played sports, you know, the usual shite, like.
Yeah, the ones that people actually give a shit about.
Yeah, and the usual theory, you know, Gacy's lawyer did the usual shite of, oh, I think he was hoping to get caught, which, fuck off, bullshit, because in my mind, that's trying to, like, apply morals to a fucking lunatic. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's not that he wants to get caught. He just doesn't give a fuck. He just has lost it. Like, it's not even a case of anytime, it's self-destructive or anything. He just doesn't care.
No. Yeah. I feel like any time he has an urge now, instead of being like, right, okay, let me, like, just wait this one out. I need to be smart. I need to figure this out. Any time he's getting an urge, as if it's an itch in his balls.
Yeah. He's like an animal now. And that's something that Jeffrey said, the lad who was kidnapped. He said when he was testifying, because they obviously ended up putting a fucking insanity plea in, because shocker. I mean, he kind of fucking, obviously, the man's a lunatic.
But not anything diagnosable.
I will say, you know right from wrong. He knew what he was doing was wrong. It's not like he was...
Absolutely.
Like, it's not like he was, you know, the insane thing of, like, that he didn't know right from wrong, the way you'd say, like, Ed Gein just genuine was fucking gone to God in his head. Like, this lad fully knew what he was doing was wrong.
Yeah.
And he just didn't care. But that's something that Jeffrey said. He was like, that man was not sane when he was doing what he was doing to me. The man was like an animal. So, which is scary as fuck.
I know.
Like, oh my god.
Definitely, he's definitely there sniveling like a fucking boar.
Yeah. Oh. I say, like, yeah.
Oh.
Too
many visuals.
So, yeah.
He definitely smelt a fucking...
Lizzie, please.
The man lived in a house with dead bodies. That would stick to you. The smell of death sticks to you.
Yep.
He smelled like literal death walking around, and people probably just thought it was B.O. because he was huge.
But death is a very specific smell.
It is, but if you're not aware of the smell, if you're not used to the smell, it's an unusual smell that you'd be like, what is that? Do you know what I mean?
But if he's kind of like a little, like if he's embalming them a small bit as well.
Oh, the smell of chemicals off him would have been unnatural.
Like.
Yeah, see, this is the thing.
Formaldehyde has a very specific scent.
Lily's piss and formaldehyde. It carried out through his life.
Yeah.
So no, but like, are we presuming that John Wayne Gacy kept a clean home as well and like personal hygiene? Are we like. Because it's not just then the smell of death, it's the smell of like manky bed sheets, fucking Doritos left under his titty folds, fucking not washed for 6 weeks.
Could you imagine
weeks?
The smell of his fucking hair? Do you know when hair smells bad and it actually smells like something has died? Not to be fucking, no pun intended, but Jesus, genuine Christ. The smell of dirty scalp is unnaturally bad.
But that's what I'm thinking, like the smell of 30 plus bodies could not compete with the stank off of his gooch. Like...
when I worked in town, there was a guy and everyone used to think he was homeless because people presumed he was because he, and like that was people, it was kind of an excuse. People were like, oh, he smells really bad because he's homeless. That's a sin. Man had a home. He was just a dirt bird. I used to come in to work and I would know.
He had a home.
He had a home and he had running water. And I'm so sorry. I've never heard, smelled this homeless man smell as bad as this man did who had a bath in his fucking house. He used to come in. I used to come in at 6 o'clock to go to work and I'd know that he was sitting upstairs in work because I'd smell him when I walked in the door. People used to buy, like, give me money to be like, oh, will you buy him a bag of chips? And I'd have to be like, no, he gets really cross. He's not actually homeless. And they'd go, oh my God, no way. And I'd be like, yeah.
He'd get really cross.
And that's what I mean. Like, I'd say the smell of this man radiated.
Yeah.
I'd say he fucking stank. And I'd say, like, I don't know, people talk about him like he had a, like, a great, like, he was, he got on with everyone, that he had a good personality. I'd say he was overbearing and just was probably funny.
Yeah, because he definitely, like, got just a big fucking jar of Old Spice and drowned himself in it. So he's just this weird smell of, like, mank death and Old Spice.
He gives off the vibe, every time I look at him, though, he really gives me that vibe of, like, a man that, oh, shocker, you wouldn't feel safe around. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he definitely would have given off such, like, you know when you can tell that someone's, like, underlying, like, he's really aggressive?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like he was, I'd say he was so tense or something all the time. You know when someone's chill, but they're not?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like he was wound up to the nines, especially in the last, like, going from now, so what is it, like, end of 1978, I'd say, for the last year, I'd say he was weird as fuck.
Yeah. Pure, like, someone off their tits on MD.
Yeah, like I can imagine him being, like, manic.
A bit skittish.
Just,
yeah, like, chew your jaw energy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't want to go for drinks to him because you're like, he's going to start hitting things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, 2 pints in and that's it. Like, he's calling someone a whore. He's making a race.
Yeah. He's saying me. I feel like he was nasty. Do you know? Yeah. I feel like people talk about how he was nice and I just don't see it. I feel like he was maybe nice to some people, but I feel like he was nasty if you didn't know him.
Like, definitely the type to, like, click at a waiter.
But also be really, really, like, weirdly nice. Like, he'd go up to the bar and he'd be weirdly friendly, but also he'll make really fucking derogatory comments to you. But then he'll give you a good tip. Yeah. So they've kind of twigged, like, okay, Gacy's truck was there when Robert Peast went missing. They were like, okay, we need to question this man. So initially he was kind of stalling. He was like, you know, making excuses as to why he couldn't come in. But then he submitted himself to questioning. And he went to the police station and he handed over the keys to his home. They went in having a look, just like, I feel like they went in having a fucking general fucking gawk, you know what I mean? But a receipt was linked to Peast. I presume, I just should have looked into more details, but I'm presuming that it's like, oh, he was in the pharmacy at the same time Peast was. It's like he bought something at this same time and Gacy was put on round the clock surveillance, right?
Yeah.
Man at this stage is fully delusional. Like, he thinks he's like, I can talk my way out of this. Like, they're going to be my friends. Like, I'm going to, like, talk them around. Like, it'll be fine. You know, me being nice now is enough that they'll, like, ignore what's going on. Which I'm not going to fucking blame him for thinking that way because it's worked the whole way up, hasn't it?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'll just pretend nothing. And they'll kind of fuck off because they have every other time because I've just been semi-charming. Like, I just, like, he definitely... Oh, don't even fucking get me started. Anyways, like, he was definitely standards mildly fucking homophobic when he was talking to the police in regards to the lads that he was like, do you know when the police rocked up being like, oh, were you beating up that young lad? And he's like, oh, typical young lads there. We were a sex slave thing. Like, sure. He was definitely being, like, mildly homophobic, like, feeding into the police, being like, do you know, the gay boys do be causing problems.
Yeah.
Do you know? Getting a bit, you know, he's only pissy now because I'm not paying him because, you know, he's whatever the fuck. Fully delusional, thinks he's going to make mates out of these fucking surveillance lads. Brings them to breakfast at one stage and all. Like, he's bringing them into the house for chats, calls them in for breakfast. This breakfast was when he said, you know, famous quote of, geez, sure, even clowns can get away with murder.
Like,
girl,
you might as well have just screamed, I fucking done it, no?
You're on for full-time surveillance for... serial murders, and you're going, as a clown, he's probably definitely was talking about himself being like, sure, I'm a clown, and sure, clowns could get away with murder, sure, everyone lets him away with anything.
He definitely thought he was the funniest fucking person. Like, he'd be the type when he's laughing, he slaps his leg.
Yeah.
And he's the most gas cunt that has ever dawned.
With his fucking ham hand, I can imagine him with his pint just fucking, oh.
I know, just like honking his nose when he's done with it, like, oh, even Klaus could get away with murder. Honk, honk.
Fuck you.
Sack.
He, at one stage, let them into the house, and a homicide detective went to the bathroom and flushed the toilet. And when the water went down the pipes, you know, the way water works and the air fucking displacement, whatever the shit, the smell of genuine death came up out the pipes. And that man said, what the fuck? That's the smell of a dead body. Because, oh my god, a homicide detective knowing what the smell of a dead body is. I wonder. And not even just one.
Never would have thought.
Fucking 29 at this stage? It was 29 total, wasn't it? Or no? What was it?
No, I think it was 33 total. 33. I lost count at one point as well.
I think...
It feels like so many
more. No, sorry. Yeah, no, it was 29 that he buried on the property. And then there was...
The three in the river.
Four in the river and the one that went missing.
Yeah, so it was...
So it's actually 34.
Yeah.
We just can't confirm the one that...
Exactly, but it was definitely more. Yeah. It was definitely way more, but...
Definitely more.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, flush the toilet, smell of a dead body come up through the pipes, and your man was like, dead bodies down there. So immediately applied for a search warrant, okay? So that's pending. And in the meantime, Gacy has been followed around for a week, you know? Like, the lads are there with the last week, you know? Fucking bothering him. Like... Not that he, like, he's delusional, but he's obviously, I feel like he was definitely underlying, like, stressed as well. Because man was getting absolutely mangled drunk. Like, man was hammered, okay? So he had a meeting with his lawyer, right? Rocks up to the lawyer and he walks in with the newspaper that had Robert Peace to the front. Slaps it down on the table and he goes, that this fella's in the river. He's dead. I killed him. What are you doing?
Genuinely. Seriously, now we're going to sit down and have a discussion about this. What the fuck are you doing?
So his lawyer, his name was Sam Amarante, and he admits to Sam that he had tortured, raped and killed at least 30 young men. The lawyer obviously was like, what the fuck, right? Gacy's under surveillance at this point, right? So they're at the lawyer's office. So the police are, obviously they can't come into the lawyer because the whole, like, what's it called?
Yeah.
Confidentiality.
That's the thing. So they're below in the lobby waiting for him to leave so they can, you know, follow him around more. And I'm like, should it not be secret following?
Yeah, but they could have a fucking little silly mustache going on, an old hat.
You know, like, they do stakeouts. Like, he knows you're there. He's not gonna... Well, I mean, I suppose he probably would have killed someone in front of them if they fucking landed into him. But anyways, he... Yeah, they were waiting downstairs. Gacy was there. And the lawyer fucking told the police, he was like, do not let him leave. The lawyer is like, don't let that man leave. It's him, basically. So he, in the meantime, they can't, like, take his word for this, if you know what I mean. Because...
Yeah. I mean...
I don't know.
Like, they're, I get it.
They're like, he's...
That's his client. So he's literally given up a paycheck to tell you, this is the man.
Yeah, he's... Like... But Gacy's fully Lula at this stage. Like, they can tell that he's not right. Like, he's going around to his friends and shy, crying, being like, oh, I killed all these people, and blah, blah, blah. Admitting to people, going up, hugging people, being like, oh, I'm going to go away. Like, they're going to kill me. Ronald Rode was a cement contractor who worked with Gacy at the time. And he said that shortly before Gacy was arrested, he said... Ron, I've been a bad boy. I killed 30 people, more, give or take a few. Gacy told him that he had some doctors that were on his side and that, as in, that they were going to help him go for the insanity plea and that he thought he'd go free.
Bold of you to assume?
Police at this stage are afraid he's going to kill himself, right? So they're like, we need to arrest him. Like, they can't, for whatever reason, they couldn't arrest him for fucking multiple confessions, apparently. But anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you think that he's done it because his car was there when the young lad went missing, and him saying to a load of people that he did it isn't enough. But I suppose you don't want to arrest someone when you don't have evidence, because then you have to release him, like, after however many hours or whatever the fuck. Okay.
And then you can't be arrested and charged for the same charge. So if you can't double jeopardy. You can't be arrested for the same crime, so...
Yeah, they have to wait, I suppose. So, they're afraid now that he's going to fucking off himself. They're like, we need to catch him on something, right? So, Gacy goes over... In front of the fucking police that are following him, goes over to this, like, you know, this young lad that's working in a gas station, hands over weed to him, right? Here, there's that for you now. The young lad obviously was like, man, the guard's right there. Like, what the fuck? So he goes over to the guards and he's like, here, handed it over. Guard, like, in real life, realistically, if the guards weren't there, he probably would have kept it, obviously, but handed it over to the police because he didn't want to get done on fucking whatever, possession or some shit. He's like, Gacy's after giving me this, right? So they arrested him. They arrested Gacy on, like, dispensing charges, right? So they were like, we'll get him on this now and we'll make the rest of the shite stick. However the fuck we can. Yeah. With this, they were able to search the home again.
Yeah.
This was when they discovered the first human remains in Gacy's crawl space, right? This man, actually aggravates me, okay? His lawyer arrived into the jail, because obviously he needs to talk to Gacy to be like, you know, what the fuck is going on? Like, I need to hear your side of the story so yeah. I can defend you, whatever the fuck. Gacy goes, watch this. Fakes a heart attack, drops to the floor, starts having fucking fake seizures and shit. The police obviously believe him for whatever fucking reason. Apparently he did a really good job, but anyways. Yeah, I know. Fucking should let him die, but anyways. Mimicking seizures and the whole lot. And he went into the hospital. Man got out of jail again. Like, managed to, like, escape jail again. And I'm like...
My Christ.
But, like, it's that easy. Like, I know he was probably under watch and stuff, but no wonder Ted Bundy found it so easy to get away with fucking hip times.
I know!
Yeah, honestly.
Like, should you not have a medic in the jail? Like, bring...
I think this all the time.
Like, why are we moving them? Bring the shit to them. They're the dangerous people. They shouldn't be wandering around a fucking hospital if he's suspected of killing.
But then they'll have to be, like, sanitary there.
You could have a hospital room. Like a vet's office. But you know what I mean?
Vet's office.
You know what I mean, though?
Where are you going to put all the patients? Can't just put them back
in. How many times? How often is there more than one fella, like, having a fucking issue in a jail at a time?
But I think they kind of do nowadays. Because just from, like, thinking about previous, like, prison documentaries and shit that I've watched. Like, they do have a medical wing. So I don't know if it, like, depends on the kind of treatment that they need.
It also could have been, like, a small police station. Now that I'm thinking about it. They might have just been like a case of like there's like five or six cells, you know what I mean? It's just like...
Oh yeah, fair point. He probably wasn't in full prison yet.
He was just in jail. Yeah, just he was only in jail. Yeah, he was in jail, not prison.
He was only in jail. We're putting an awful lot of pressure on the fucking county sheriffs here.
Yeah, so Gacy, the weirdest fucking statement that ever could have been delivered. He went in and he was rambling. He was talking such shite. They were like, what the fuck are you talking about? But within the mess, he admitted to killing more than 30 young men and boys. And he said that most of them were buried in the crawl space, but that he'd thrown five of them into the Plains River. He said, after he confessed to the murders, he spoke of the four Johns. Okay? He told the police that he didn't know how many personalities he had.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the four Johns of the apocalypse, will you
The four Johns of the apocalypse!
My Christ.
He told Detective Michael Albrecht, he said, Mike, I won't be in jail for very long for this. I won't spend a day in jail for this.
Very comfortable.
He described the murder of Robert Peast in detail and said that... So, he'd put a rope around Rob's neck and twist it, you know, like the... Is it called the garrote?
Hammer trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rope trick, the usual.
The rope trick, that was the one.
But he twisted it twice, but then the phone rang, right? And Rob was obviously tied up. Gacy just got up and left him. And left him there to die of just suffocation / strangulation. Like, he's not even, like, it's not even the process. He's not even a process killer anymore. Like, he doesn't even care.
No, he walked away to answer the phone mid-kill.
Like, he's not even there to, like, enjoy the death anymore. He's just like, ugh. Like, why are you even bothering at that point, like? Do you know? Referring to one of the four Johns, Gacy told police that Jack does not like homosexuality. So one of his four personalities was a homophobe, and that was why all these young lads are being killed. He told police that the victims had all sold their bodies for $20 and that they had killed themselves. Man's making shit up, right? He told investigator...
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the fact that the first John is called Jack.
I know, but isn't that one of the nicknames people have for John? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. It's one of those weird fucking, you know, nicknames that aren't a nickname. Like Dick and Richard.
Fair enough.
Jack is also kind of a nickname people give, like, random fellas anyways. Like, one of the cousins is Jack and one of the cousins is Jimmy, and neither of them are James or Jack. It's just, you know what I mean? He told the investigators that all the victims had come to the house voluntarily and that all the murders were about money and that they'd all, you know, happened inside in the house. He said when he was trying to get rid of Robert's body that he had to make two or three passes at the bridge. Because when he was driving over the first couple of times, there was cars there. So he had to wait until there was no cars before he could throw the body over. He didn't want to stop and wait for
What an inconvenience.
He didn't want to stop and wait because he was like, that'll draw attention. So I need to drive over when there's no one and do it really quickly while there's no one. So no one will notice the fact that someone has ever stopped. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense, but fuck yourself. He said apparently that he did not rape Rob, but that Jack might have.
Thought Jack was homophobic.
Yeah, why would he be raping boys?
Oh, to
sounds very gay to me.
Yeah, I suppose to rape the gay out. Isn't that one of those things that people say?
Is that a thing?
What is happening
what
today?
What people are saying now? Oh my God.
Have you never heard
rape
that?
Rape the gay away.
Yeah, but they'll always do that. That they'll be like, but it's not like realistic. Like, it's not true. It's like when people are like, oh, like if you're like it's just one of those things. It's a homophobic thing. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just more kind of like, it's a power thing in general, but it's like, especially with gay men, it's kind of like, gonna ruin this for you, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Still sounds kind of gay, though.
It's super gay! You've, like, had, like, on the end of the rapist, it fully is.
I'll suck your dick.
Fuck you! He said that he didn't use lime to speed up decomposition, which was kind of what they were thinking, was that, but that it was, he'd also use muriatic acid for the purpose of that as well, but that the lime was specifically used to sweeten the smell of the crawl space, which obviously didn't work since it smelled like shite.
Yeah, wafting up through the fucking floorboards and shit.
After drawing like a picture, so he drew like, you know, the square, like, oh, this is what the crawl space looks like, so like this is where all the bodies are, this is where this one is, and then the, like, I'm sorry, it's full, just dig the fucking floor up. Like, I know what they were trying to do, but just like, at that stage, the picture is just a square with a load of little stick men inside it.
Pretty much.
Do you know? But after he'd finished drawing it, he goes, covers his face. He goes, oh my God, what's going on? Jack drew the diagram of the crawl space. Jack drew that.
Why are you pretending to have multiple personalities?
And where are the other fucking two?
They're hiding in the crawl space with the others. That's where the fuck they are, Jesus Christ.
That's not how DID works either. That's not, it's not like they fucking flip in and out like that. Like, that's not how it works. It's not like a fucking That's So Raven moment of like, know. I'm a fresh person.
That's so weird. This fucking cunt.
Yeah, before Gacy, like, when he was trying to, obviously, I'm presuming when the crawl space filled, he was like, I'm going to try and hide the, you know, evidence or whatever the fuck. There's this thing called a sump pump in crawl spaces. It's like, basically, it just pumps out groundwater out of your crawl space. So he, like, broke that / turned it off / like, just clogged it with a load of shit, right? So that it would, like, flood with the actual stew that was down there. I'd say it was unnatural.
People slurry.
Yeah.
I wonder half of them haven't been fucking identified.
He, because, you know, crawl spaces obviously are, like, under the house, so there was a ladder coming down, so he took the ladder away because he was like, they'll never be able to get in now. This would put so the like investigators the fucking just went and got a new ladder. So they went.
He literally deleted the ladder and thought they drowned like that.
So they went down and immediately there was like an arm uncovered, and one of the investigators turned around and was like, "Charge him, like it's him, basically." So
yeah,
they were looking, digging up fucking heaps of bodies of these young lads. I listened to the last podcast thing, and they, do you know what they always have, like information that I can never find elsewhere, but they just say it, and I'm like, okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Marcus said basically that they used local inmates to dig up the bodies.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere, and I'm like, I don't know where the fuck they find these, what they're reading to find this stuff, but they said that the inmates were the ones that went down and were digging up the bodies, that they were going down and the smell was so bad that they were like, even the investigators that didn't smoke, they were chain smoking cigarettes to try and like cover the smell, because even with the water, you can imagine like stuff will come up out of the ground, and then when the water went down, it would have left like a
scum,
yeah, a dead body scum fucking liquid on top that they would have had to dig through. So, and I'm sorry, like, these men, like, I know some of these inmates obviously probably did horrendous things, but some of these were probably in for fucking weed possession or
drunk,
like,
charge.
Drunk and disorderly, or like fighting, or, you know, random fucking shit. And I'm like, they're gone in now and they're taking up teenage bodies that were, they were killed fucking horribly, and they're still in their clothes, like, they were wrapped in like plastic tarps, like they would have it's so fucked. Like, so over the next several weeks, the investigators unearthed the remains of 29 bodies on Gacy's property. 25 were found in the crawl space, one was in the garage, one was out in the garden by the barbecue pit, and obviously the other four were downstream of where Gacy had said he'd thrown them in. But with the barbecue pit, like, he was having parties, like, people were coming over to his place, like, the, you know, the lads even that he was working, that were working with him and stuff, were coming over for food and hanging out outside, and find out afterwards that there was a young lad buried where they'd been probably walking around. Like, oh. So
imagine, like,
Gacy was charged with 7 murders in early January of 1979, and on April 23rd, 1979, Gacy was indicted for another 26 by a grand jury, which was the largest number charged to one person in American history at the time. I think someone beat him, but I can't remember who it was. Was it Dean Corll?
No, Dean was before him.
Dean, yeah.
I can't remember who beat him, but I feel like someone did overtake him.
Jesus.
Or maybe it was, maybe I'm getting mixed up. Maybe there was Gacy that overtook Dean.
And yes.
I think that's what it was. It's that he, at this stage now, was after overtaking Dean as
the top dog.
The fucking biggest body count.
That's definitely why he just started ramping up, is he wanted to fucking reach over his kill quota to be better than Dean.
Yeah.
Before he got caught.
Yeah. That he knew he was going to get caught, and he was just like, make the most of it now while I can, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go big or go home. Beat the record. Get in the Guinness Book.
He just went full berserker mode at the end. Like,
really. Yeah. He really fucking lost the plot. Like, I'd say he fully just regressed to, like, animal level shit like that. There was no actual thought process behind anything. That it was just luck that he was getting away with it. Which is the way with a lot of them. Like, it's not a case of that they're really thinking it through. That it just goes unnoticed for so long. It's just how long do these people, like, not matter in the eyes of the police, basically.
Yeah.
So the trial lasted for 5 weeks, and Jeffrey actually testified, and he got sick on the stand while he was, you know, reliving the tortures that he went through, basically. The forensic experts, you know, explained how all the different victims died. Gacy's defense entered a plea of insanity again, but this was against Gacy's wishes. He didn't really want, like, he said that he didn't want it, but I feel like that was him saying, enter it on me and I'll pretend that I don't want it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, because it makes him look more crazy. He's like, I'm fine, but I have, like, you know, oh, Jack is the one who did that, and oh, I can't believe this happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's him, again, pretending, like, trying to feed into the whole thing. Yeah, the defense called on his mother and his sister, and they, you know, recounted the physical and emotional abuse that, like, they went through with Gacy's father. And medical witnesses kind of went through their that they had, like, obviously interviewed Gacy and, like, what they thought about his mental fucking health or whatever. And I'm sorry, like, you can say absolutely he was lunatic, right? Because he's obviously not normal, but I don't think he's insane.
No, he still has his wits about him. Like, he knows.
Yeah, like, it's not like he doesn't know that what he's doing is wrong. It's not like he needs to be somewhere getting treatment. Like, he knew what he was doing was wrong. He just...
And there's no voices or, like, multiple personalities or any of that shit.
Yeah, like, he's obviously mentally fucking disturbed, because you don't do that if you're normal or well-adjusted or whatever. But, like, it's not an excuse, do you know what I mean? Like, the way, like, you know what I mean?
No, he's not, like, hearing the voices telling him to kill someone because God needs you to do it. Like, God needs you to kill 30 people or the world's going to end.
Yeah.
He's just doing it because he wants to.
It's none of that shit, like,
So they got in four psychiatrists, you know, to give their statements, blah, blah, blah. They were all going on that he was, you know, this, that, and the other. Oh, the reputation of the psychiatrist was fucking called into question then, to, like, be like, no, he's not. Bloody fucking blah. It was just, do you know those trials that are just fucking messy? It was one of those.
Yeah.
The counsel said that, basically, in their art, like, closing statements, that this man belongs in a hospital for the rest of his life. And I don't believe that. I think he full-blown...
No, he needs to be put down like a sick dog.
What is he doing in a hospital if he's never going to ever be in any way better? Do you know? Like...
Put him in a piss pit.
Yeah, off with him. The state obviously argued that Gacy was he was fully capable of knowing what he was doing. Because he fucking was.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Prosecutor William Kunkel, talk about his name, but it's a bad name.
Yeah.
Man had a flair for the dramatics, okay? And he fucking dead right, because this is exactly how I would have been, right? So he brought it, like, he had, like, a big board with all, like, the victims' names written up. And in his closing statement, like, you know, he was going through all the names. They brought in the door to the crawl space into the courtroom. He had, like, a stack of all the photos of all the different victims. And in his closing statement, he said, with the stack of photos in hand, he said, I ask you, jury, to show the same sympathy that this man showed when he took these lives and put them in there. And as he said that, he caught the photos and threw them at the door, like, into the door.
Oh my God.
Drama.
But it's perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
So March 12th, 1980, the jury took an hour and 50 minutes to deliberate, and Gacy was found guilty in the killing of 33 young men and boys, which made him one of the most prolific serial killers in US history, obviously. The following day, the same jury took 2 hours and 15 minutes to impose the death penalty, which obviously everyone in the courtroom was fucking cheering and shit. They were like, yeah. And afterwards, the judge thanked the jury, noting whatever the cost of the trial, it was a small price to pay. What we do for the John Gacy's of the world, we will do for everyone. So basically, you made the right choice. I'm glad you decided to do that. And yeah. I hope you do to every other fucking cunt that comes along that's like him.
Yeah.
On June 13th, 1981, the unidentified victims were buried. So they'd obviously been kind of held as being evidence. And in the hopes that their families would come forward as well, that they might be able to identify them and bury them. With the funds that were donated, these nine victims were buried under a headstone that each headstone said, "We are remembered." March 4th, 1985, US Supreme Court denied Gacy's appeal. The High Court rejected his, like, he tried to say that the death sentence was, like, cruel and unusual punishment.
Is it?
It's so funny that you say that. That's actually crazy.
And sitting cruel on some young lad's chest until he fucking suffocates isn't. Or your gimpy little fucking rope trip.
Multiple drownings.
Trick. Jesus Christ, that was hard. But
even the desecration of dead bodies, somebody, like, throwing people into fucking rivers after they've died, like, you couldn't even fucking leave them out on the side of the road.
Turning them into fucking basement soup, I think, is also a form of desecration. Like, I think we can mark that one off too. Like, fucking cruel and unusual.
They always have the fucking thing
that's cruel and unusual is yourself, cunt.
That's the one thing is that they always have is the fucking cheek. They're always like, it's not fair that you're trying to kill me. How many people did you kill? Sorry. How many people? Oh, you should be showing me, you know, mercy.
It wasn't me, it was Jack. Did I not?
Sorry, Jack
already
lives in your head. He needs to go. And sorry, you're collateral. Fuck off.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck. Show me that you have killed Jack from outside your head. Prove to me that Jack is gone. And then we'll talk. Yep. If you can't, then you're going down with him.
It's this or lobotomy. Which one are we going for?
I swear to God.
I mean, a lobotomy would also be nice because then the hammer and the needle could just accidentally slip and he can get one right to the fucking dome.
But I think also just leaving him there as a permanent vegetable, barely looked after.
No, because some fucking poor
fool
would have to go in and fucking feed him.
Yeah, imagine being the person that has to care.
And like change his fucking nappies and shit. No, let him go.
You don't. You just sustain him and then they abuse him like they do all the elderly. Like it's...
Ew, no, because imagine whatever about the smell off him now. Like, but imagine the smell off him if he's sat,
with bed sores and shit.
Ugh. I swear to God, I tell you now, if I was a cop inside in that fucking police station, I would have brought him into the back room and set the fucking power hose on him. Man would be growing fresh skin with the way I clean him with a fucking...
squealing like a little piggy.
Oh, and you know what we'll do to make you smell nice is a load of perfume over the fucking fresh skin that you've just are about to grow. You're gonna... Ugh. Through this whole fucking shite, there was this, like, they were able to acknowledge that the case raises legitimate constitutional questions. And this kind of basically that Gacy was able to drag the fucking appeals out for ages. Another 10 years nearly. Because he was able to kind of, like, try to loophole. But
if I do this. No.
December 17, 1993, an execution date is set. After another appeal is rejected by the US Supreme Court, the Illinois Supreme Court sets a date of March 10, 1994 to put this man down. Like a fucking rabid dog. I nearly said a sick dog, but he wasn't even sick. Like a rabid dog.
Rabid.
Fucking Old Yeller out the back with a gun would have done him the fucking world of good.
Old Yeller.
I've never watched it because I heard about it and I said no. So, yeah, while he was waiting for his basically death, I guess, March 1st, 1994, Gacy launched a paid phone line. Up until now, he was doing paintings and shit, like, fucking that he was able to sell and get the money from, which apparently set the fucking precedent for, do you know, there's new laws now that...
Yeah, like, if a prisoner writes a book as well...
You can't make money off it or whatever. He launched a phone line and $1.99 a minute people were charged to ring to listen to a recorded interview of him answering commonly asked questions about the case.
Like, it's so dumb. But, like, I get why people would do it. Like, it's like that. It's just morbid curiosity.
Yeah. I'm not judging the people that ring. It's not. It's just ridiculous that he was allowed.
Like dumb motherfuckers like us who do it for an hour and a half for free. And fresh shit every week. We're out here researching every week.
Yeah, it's absolutely no judgment on the people. Like, the people that were buying his paintings and stuff, a lot of them bought the paintings to destroy them so that they would be bought and destroyed so they wouldn't, like, hold value.
There'd be nothing everlasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May 10th, so he sets this phone line up on March 1st. May 10th, he arrives into Stateville Correctional Centre in Joliet, which he is reported to, where he, they said basically he arrived in and he was in like a chatty mood. Shut up!
Oh.
Shut up. Oh my god, I just know he was a fucking rambler. Like, I know he just talked shit and I know it was about himself. I know he never asked questions. It was never like a, so where are you from? It was a, I'm from here and this is everything you're going to hear and it's going to be all about me. I don't care. You smell like shite.
Mm-hmm.
And his last meal was KFC, shrimp.
Shrimp from KFC?
No, just KFC.
Yeah, you can get shrimp from KFC here.
Can ya? I just presumed it was separate from a separate place. So he got, yeah, KFC. So he got fried chicken, fries, shrimp, and he had strawberries as well. Probably for his little healthy dessert as a treat. You fucking, I'll fucking bust you. I swear to God I'd break his nose. I'd love it. I actually would love a chance to box him.
I'd take the scalding hot gravy from KFC and I would melt his face off. I would open it.
Bet you the bastard ate it all, Noel.
Oh, of course he did, fat cunt.
Oh, wow, Lizzie. of course he did, fat cunt.
Kiva, no, as you if... would not. Man had a pound of strawberries as well.
Even a pound of strawberries. Oh my god, I would vomit. He definitely did that. He definitely did that out of spite because he definitely heard that people shit their pants after they die.
Yeah, and somebody would have to fucking clean it up.
Yeah, he knew.
Oh, and the KFC shits though.
Like, how long do they give you after your final meal? Is it like immediately?
I think so.
She wouldn't even be able to enjoy it.
A couple of hours after.
And I'd be so cross. I'd be like, I need to watch something while I'm eating. Like, can I watch an episode of The Simpsons or something?
I think they do let you do that. Like, the people are on death row have like tellies and like books and shit. Like, they're not kept in, like, you know, you've a cell.
Aren't you kept, like, on death row for the last, like, 24 hours? So for that stage, you are just, like, in a cell.
It depends, because some prisons' death rows, like, they have, like, they'll have the jail cell, but then they have the death row, where you could have, like, 10 people that are still awaiting their death sentence. And that they're just living there because...
Yeah, but we're talking about, like, day of death.
No, that she's... No, Lizzie is saying, like, that you stay in your same cell, that they just bring you.
Yeah, they... Yeah, oh, you're right. Away, yeah.
Okay.
Some, like... They're probably both ways.
It probably depends on the prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he wasn't able to watch telly, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hope he got the cage.
Yeah. Oh, he was like, I never did nothing, blah, 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 right? Up until the end, he denied involvement with the majority of the murders. He said he'd knowledge of 5 and the 28 were committed by employees who had his keys. So up until now, this is what he's saying.
John, what you fucking give over?
I will say that... There was one murder that was committed when he was, like, out of town or something, that there's proof that it wasn't him and it was, like, done the same. But that this lad, his name is Robert Gecht, he was part of the satanic cult, the Chicago Rippers, or the Ripper Crew.
Oh my god, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and he actually worked for Gacy. So people kind of theorize that, you know, like, same with Dean Corll, that he had his little buddies.
Yeah.
That Robin basically, that he learned how to do what he did with the Chicago Rippers with Gacy. And that he, along with maybe a couple of other people, were that him and, you know, his fucking co-workers were going around with Gacy and, you know, going off and doing their own thing, killing people, bringing them back to Gacy's, burying them, whatever, do you know? That the 33 people aren't necessarily all of Gacy's, which, not sure what I believe, but also I will say it does make sense that he did have someone, because especially with Jeffrey saying that, when he was being attacked. That there was someone else there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't fucking matter how many people he killed, even if he only did one. The way he killed them, it doesn't matter. He went down for the 33 and sure, who gives a shit? He's better off dead anyways, but it... And I mean, Robin got caught as well, so... Whatever. So, Gacy, thinking he's a fucking funny man, when he was talking about, like, all this being like, oh, I never did nothing, he said, perhaps my biggest crime was running a cemetery without a license.
You... disrespectful motherfucker. How dare without a license? I'm pulling jokes now, are we?
You know, telling funnies.
That's enraged me.
I'm so lost for words.
I will say I do think it makes sense that there was other people with him, right? Doesn't matter that there was, because he doesn't matter. Like, it's not to, like, reduce his fucking culpability or whatever.
Yeah.
But it does make sense, like, especially with someone like that one killing that, like, was done when he wasn't around. It does make sense that he had people with him, but it doesn't fucking matter. You knew what was going on. You were involved in, to your admission, at least 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Like, it's just maybe, and I feel like if there was the other lads with him, because he didn't name anyone that was doing it with him, Think that was goes back to the whole thing that Lizzie was saying, or that we were saying, that he wanted to beat Dean Corr, so he didn't want to hand over like any of his killings to, he didn't want to hand any of them back to the other lads, if there was other lads, because we don't know for sure, obviously. He didn't want to hand any of them over, because then he'd reduce his stats. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if he did only commit the five that he is admitted to, then he's only committed five. Sure, that's nothing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Not that it's nothing, because obviously, but you know what I mean? That, yeah, it's just interesting to consider, I guess. Yeah. His last words were, kiss my ass.
Beautiful.
You'd only fucking love it anyway. Fucking hairy hole.
Fucking acne all over, I'd say. Dirty fucking bastard.
Oh, Asney is on.
I'd say he couldn't sit down with how bad it was. Like.
Yeah. Definitely had piles as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and hemorrhoids. Out the wazoo. Mm-hmm.
October 12, 2011, the Cook County Sheriff's Department announced that they were going to, you know, make fresh effort to identify the remains of the last eight that had been unidentified. So they exhumed them, and they said that there was new DNA testing that hadn't been available when the remains were found originally, and that this would, you know, this would help identify the victims, and that if any of the, you know, if any families of young men who went missing around that time, could they come forward and supply DNA, and they'd go through saliva tests and see could we match up any of these people. So victim number 19 was identified by 19-year-old William George Bundy, and victim number 24 was identified as 16-year-old James Byron Hackinson, rather, in 2021. Another victim was Francis Wayne Alexander, and he was freshly identified by the testing, and he was from North Carolina. He'd moved to New York State with his family, and then moved back to Chicago not long before he vanished. And yeah, that leaves five that are still unknown.
Oh, bless. Sad. But I'm glad he's dead.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I see people and they're like, oh,
gone and burning.
I can see why people would be like, just leave him to rot or whatever. I don't think so. I don't think people like that even give a fuck. I think just put them down, get rid of them, just be done. I don't think there's any sort of like suffering there. I don't think they care. I think
and there's no rehabilitation for people like that either. Like,
no, I don't think he gave a fuck. I just think, just get rid of him and he's gone.
I think genuinely, unless you're actually being physically kept in a pit, costing the taxpayer no money, just get rid of them, because that's it. They're just,
honestly, bring back the oubliette. That'd be a taste of it.
Which one's that?
The oubliette. It's like so, like in dungeons back way, way, way back in the day, it'd be like a pit in the ground. It's very, very narrow. You usually had spikes at the end, and people would be kind of forcibly thrown down them.
Yes,
including the drop. They'd be breaking arms, legs. You're in a tight confined space, and you essentially are there to like suffocate and or starve.
You just, it like oubliette kind of means, it's French. It's like to forget, the forgotten, that you'd just be left there, and like if whenever we think of you, we'll throw food.
Bring back the forgotten pits. Bring them back. Yeah. I like it.
They're basically like, they just look like,
bring them back.
Great. I've seen pictures of a couple of them. Like, they probably all had like fantastic, different.
Because this is literally what I'm imagining. So I assume at some point in my life I knew about this, forgot they existed, and thought I created them in my mind.
There's one in Leap Castle.
Unreal. Well, now we know where to get one for the next criminal. So
bring them to Leap.
That was mentally draining.
It was. I'm so glad I lit that incense as well, because I'm just like, oh, cleanses of this bad shite.
So yeah, that was John Wayne Gacy. I feel like he's had enough people talk about him for enough time, and we don't really need to say any more in the brick.
Nah.
Unless, like, obviously I'm not going to cut you off, like, if you've anything to say still, but I'm going to take that as a strong no then.
Only words of hatred, to be honest, but I feel like people already know how we feel, I think.
We've covered that in the last 4.5-ish hours. That's enough time to give him. He's had enough.
And he deserves no more.
So Lizzie, why were you scrapping?
Oh, God, yeah. Now, it wasn't my fault.
Famous first
words. No, because it genuinely wasn't. I was minding my own business. I was going for a pee. I come back outside. There's murders going on. Basically, some arsehole of an Irish lad decided to throw a drink all over one of my friends.
Oh, no.
And then had the audacity to start sneering.
Oh,
and
no. Make,
like,
we talked about this
and,
last
yeah,
week.
We did, and we did. And, you know, I pulled cards for myself yesterday morning. And I got like a small deck that alluded to the fact that I was probably going to be in an argument. I totally forgot about it. And then when this shit happened last night, I was like, Jesus fuck Christ. I was being very outwardly like
racist and actually did end up making a comment that like, what was it? Something that he can't be treated like this because he's a white man. Shit like that.
Right? Ew!
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, right. And he was really rude because I could... Right, so basically, like, he kept on like... If anybody's listening, like, specifically the police, because it's illegal to swear at people over here, like, I could do serious jail time and get serious fines for the way I was behaving last night. Really and truly. It's like, it's bad. Like, you can't be fighting it like that in Dubai. So, everything I'm about to say is hypothetical.
This is, like, what you would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were in Ireland when this had happened, this is what you would have done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, as, like, I was observing, he was only being shitty towards, like, everybody else. Just because everybody in my group, like, I was the only one from Ireland, right? And I was like, I'm telling him to shut the fuck up, so and so on. I'm calling him a cunt, and he's not saying boo to me yet at this moment. And so I was like, now, I said this in front of, like, because people had gathered to see what the fuck was going on, obviously, because people can't help but be nosy. Like, I would do the same. Yeah. And I was like,
fair.
I asked him, I was like, well, why are you only acting like this towards the brown people? I was like, I said, are you late for a clan meeting? Is that why you're really mad? And then it just snowballed. It just went so downhill from there. He tried to walk at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that I would skin him like a cat and wear his skin as a scarf if he even fucking dared. I was like, do not try me. And I was so matter of fact at this, like, I probably looked fucking demented. What else? I was screaming, roaring at him because, like, that he was shouting at me. But to be fair, I was aggravating him because he was an arsehole. He had the audacity to call me an ugly bitch, right?
I know.
A fucking ugly bitch is what he called me. One, that's a lie. Two, I was like, if you would have saw the state of this man, right? He was positively pink because he had been out in the fucking UV rays a bit too much. So I cackled like a fucking witch. Like how Elle laughs. In Death Note, or not L, Light, how Light laughs. Yeah.
Light.
It was like one of those. I was like, me? And I was like, you Peppa Pig. I was like, you Peppa Pig looking motherfucker. I said, I'm ugly. And I was like, I hate to see what your fucking mother looks like. I was just like, I was on a war path after this. Like, it was bad.
Lizzie coming for all generations. Fuck this cunt.
Oh, I there's just a slew of more things that I had said as well. And then, yeah, because Gally had called the cops and they were coming. We would have had to leave because if he would have told them that I had, like, verbally assaulted him, that's me done. Like, no job, possible jail time, definite fine. I'd be fucked. Like, I genuinely would be fucked. So I need to be careful in that regard. If I was at home, I'd have to be careful in that regard because I didn't do any of this.
You would, yeah. You're lucky you didn't do it in Dubai, like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if this was a real story, this could have gone real bad.
So I was brought to the lifts to be taken away because
escorted out of the place that you weren't at.
No, like, yeah, I wasn't escorted. It was just like the people I was there was like, oh, come on, we kind of need to leave now because.
No, see, I imagine you're getting escorted out like the president in an emergency situation. Like, you're getting funneled out by coats and shit.
But
it was packages secured.
I feel like
so much more
happened as well, but I'm like, oh my God. Fucking idiot as well. He was, like, trying to pull rank, kind of determining, like, how long that he was in the country. So that meant that, like, you know, he was somehow better. And he was like, I'm here. First he said 2 years, and then it went to, and I was like, yeah, same. And he was like, oh, I said 20. Pure lie. Not old enough for that anyway. And he's like, I'm practically a local. And I pissed myself. I was like, yeah, mashallah, brother. Yeah, of course. Oh, fucking God. I was like, shut the fuck up. I was like, you're a lunatic. A lunatic. But yeah, he ended up getting arrested anyway. So,
well, thank God.
And when the police out there, he got his fucking head kicked in.
Oh, he did, yeah, because they asked, what did she want to happen? And she said,
unreal.
To suffer. And he was like, okay. And now...
Wait, there's a police option of give him a leathering.
Yeah. Over here, Savannah, especially when you do it to an Arabic gal. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm
not arguing against it. I like that option. Like, that's a fair way to do it. Like, money, jail, or leathering. And I'm like...
But see, the thing, then it's like...
Wallop him. Can I join?
It's just... Because God only knows, like, how he was curb stomped. Because... It's also an option for them that he won't be allowed to walk into any, like, bar establishment in Dubai. Not just the one that we were at. They can stop him from entering Annie. So she was like, yeah, do that. He's went up and fucked up his
fantastic
whole entire self.
I hope his fucking shitey Ryanair flight home is delayed.
Now, is it, if you were to ask me, is that very excessive for what had happened?
No.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is excessive.
Absolutely.
It is. Absolutely, it is. But I'm here for the hype. I'm
no, like, if I was her, like, I mean, do whatever you want, girl. Like, that's so valid. But I wouldn't have chosen either of those options. I would have said, just leave him off.
For me, it would have been a case of...
I'd rather bait him myself and be done with it.
Exactly. And then I'm going home.
Yeah, like, I'm not an outsourcer.
Right, but in lieu of being able to bait him yourself, then just pick the bait.
No, I wouldn't have.
I feel like getting a ban from every single bar is fucking excessive, but at the same time...
I wouldn't
time,
have,
like,
but I mean, I can see why she did, though, as well.
Yeah, because it's like, well, how many other people is he abusing?
Yeah, and see, the thing...
on nights out, like...
It kind of kicked off because, like, some girl had, like, tried to warn her. They're like, oh...
That he's odd.
Like, I think he had been at her the week before. And then he started calling that girl, like, all sorts of names. My friend tried to stick up for that girl, and then he just went, like, pushed her, called her an ugly bitch, and then, like, threw a drink at her.
Okay, the beating is actually, I changed my mind. I'm glad he got the leather in, but I wouldn't have barred him for every... Actually, I changed my mind. Fuck it. Good enough for him.
See? Now you're on my fucking level.
It's just not the way I would have done things. Like, as in, but then I'm kind of like, maybe he learned his fucking lesson. If it was the one time, like, it was the off thing, I'm like, okay, people have bad nights. But the fact that he's done it multiple times to the point that girl had to warn the new girl, off with him.
That's true.
He's obviously a fucking pest and a dangerous one at that. If he's being, like, he's been physically aggressive with women on nights out that he's being racist towards while also sexualizing them, which I mean, shocker. Never seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck him. He's pure trying to use that whole, like, white supremacy thing in a country where it's not appreciated because you're not the supreme here.
Right. You're not the majority.
No, you are very much a minority here, like.
And you're also kind of not looked down on because you're not, but it's like, you're not definitely not going to be prioritised over a low.
Absolutely not.
They'd sell you to the fucking, they'd put into the wind, which for an Arabian girl. And not a bother. And as they should. No, I changed my answer. Actually, good enough for him. If he's like that, he's obviously like that consistently, good enough for him. He'll learn his fucking lesson. What he's going to do next now is he'll fuck off to Australia and he'll cause the same fucking problems in Australia.
Yeah. But the thing is, I feel like he'll just get the head kicked in of him over there as well. Not by police, but by people.
Yeah. Yo, well, that's the way I would like it to be. Like, I'm just sick in that I wasn't there with you and we couldn't beat him up together because we couldn't do that in Dubai. If it was in Ireland... However, he would have been dragged asunder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It literally would have been a what happened to your man? Fair enough situation.
That's why he is that way though in Dubai is because he knows people can't fight back because they'll get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's probably had the shit kicked out of him multiple times for being a fucking creep and a gobshite in Ireland.
Yeah, and people won't because they'll be like, I'm not going to call the guards because he's going to get in serious trouble for like an argument on a night out.
Yeah.
When in actual fact... Exactly. He's a fucking pest and good enough for him.
Yeah. Just also just getting pissed, bring him out to the middle of the desert and leave him there.
Oh, I feel like people do that. I won't say who do that, but rumours of people that do that. Wild.
All right, well...
It's not necessarily a light-hearted story, but it's like kind of funny.
It's like mega karma. Like he got so fucked for what he did, like.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, to be honest, I changed my answer. Like it's not what I would have done. Like I would never have called the guards in the first place, but... I'm kind of glad that it did happen because, to be honest, he's acting like that and he's pure doing the I'm a white male, I'll get away with it thing.
Oh, funny, because the thing is he kept on denying it.
Oh, because they do, because racists don't want to realise they're racist because they know it's bad.
But he was like, calling us all stupid and he was like, oh, sure, go check, as in like CCTV, like, he's like, go check. And he was like, we'll see how much fucking idiots you look like, and which was winding me up even more, like, honestly. But then when the cops did come, apparently he was like, yeah, no, I did do that. I'm very sorry. Idiot. But yeah, that was it.
Well, two cunts that got what they deserved. A well-rounded.
Do you know what's the worst part? Is that fucking fool around Dubai nearly got a worse fucking doing than Gacy did.
Do you know in fairness you're actually right?
The only thing is that Gacy is dead at the end. This lad got the hiding of his fucking life and can never get to have a drink again in fucking Dubai. Well, and what Gacy got a fucking lovely dose of KFC and went to bed.
No, that's actually so true. I feel like if you're on the seat, it's that whole thing, isn't it, that like you can't necessarily implement it, because then it's like for those poor people that
it's have been on
that road, that have been incest or innocent, but like the ones that you're like, no, they've definitely done this, they should get a hiding, and it should be a curb stomp this of all the family members of the people, like of the victims.
Yep.
Like, and it has to be controlled and stopped, just so like they don't actually kill them, so they can't catch
them. I saw there was some show, I think it might have been a Japanese show, that it was based on something like that, that this man had kidnapped like all their daughters and done whatever to the daughters, and they brought all the families in. It was this like, he was like a vigilante, you know, this kind of shit,
right?
It could have been a movie, but brought all the families in, told them exactly what was going on, was like, you can leave now if you want, but he was like, you're gonna take turns going into the room and you can do whatever you want.
Oh my god.
So then they'd put in one mother first, and then she had a go, and then they took turns. I was like, that's a fucking vibe.
Like, that's a show.
Agreed.
I feel like I need to shower
so
after
I
want to
go, like, wash this day off.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that we're all feeling the same level of...
Ugh.
This is... I'm not as bad as I was with Was of Dean, but that was because I feel like I did the middle episode as well, which is, like, the heavy one, which is... Sorry, Savannah, sickened.
Yeah.
If I had done the middle episode of this, I think I would have had to sleep for 6 months.
Oh, it was so bad last week.
Genuinely, we were still unseasoned chickens back then. Like, I feel like we've gotten a bit more used to it now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I literally, like, couldn't sleep.
You were traumatised because of
Dean. I had to go straight to bed.
Really fucked us up.
Like, it was hard there listing out all these names. Literally. And I'm like, you're just listing out names of all these people who, when you think about it, every person is, like, one of us. Like, that's a person.
Yeah.
That had a family.
And we've so little
and it's
of them
just
left.
Like, that's another actual full-blown person. And he was only 15.
A whole life.
When
that's
you, like,
the thing, like.
And that's when you're listing them out, that's when it's like, it gets really heavy. That you're like, these are all people. Mm. And I know it's obvious, but it's when you, like...
No, when you're doing the research on it and writing it down and then reading it
back.
It's
the reading
it
out. The researching and the writing it down, it's fine. It's the regurgitating it is the hard part. Because it's like you're going over your notes,
definitely.
And you're like rereading it and also verbalizing it. And like realizing.
It's like, it makes the
real
image more vivid in your head.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to fucking
absolutely.
See it as well as say it.
Oh, I have a fucking dose of a bad feeling now as well. But that's probably just fucking.
I think
that's just
the weight of this on you, for sure. Yeah. No, we should go now. All of our listeners should join us in a self-care afternoon.
Absolutely.
Fucking well, it's evening as shit now, but God knows when we're going to release this. And just get over the fact that we've done it. We don't talk about it.
One of the worst ones that we probably could do.
He actually is one of the worst ones we could have done.
Him and Dean are the two worst ones so far. And Chikatilo was quite bad as well. And that's so bad when you say that. It's like, it's so bad because even those ones that were like, oh, it's not as bad. It's like, they're still... That's me.
Horrific.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's
horrendous.
Like, when you actually
like,
think about it, it's so fucked that, like, we've covered the deaths of, like, what, a couple of thousand people?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're, when you think about it, like, they're all people. Even from day one when we did back fucking Sylvia Likens, like, that was, like, a girl.
Yeah.
And that's, what, 2 years ago we did that? 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
3 years into this podcast.
Wild!
Yeah.
Can I say? Like, we did start this in lockdown.
Because we had...
Yeah. Lockdown was like a fever dream.
Lockdown was bizarre.
I literally was saying to David, like, on our way to go get bubble tea, I was like, remember COVID?
It was bizarre. But you remember the start of COVID when it was like, there was like found footage from China and there was people collapsing in the streets and shit. What the fuck
was
that?
Yeah, it
was that?
Fucking scary shit. Like, that was
That was definitely some Chinese fucking hoaxers that were like, this is
absolutely.
Hilarious.
Absolutely.
Do you
Let's
know?
Make the everybody fucking scared.
But then, like, they dealt with stuff so differently. God. Like, people were holed up in, like, Hong Kong and places they were stuck in their apartments. They couldn't leave. Like, they had...
Yeah.
Wasn't that the same way I don't know if it was the same way in Korea, but I think it was China. That, like, the army were dropping their groceries to their doors and stuff. They couldn't actually...
Yeah, one of the girls that I used to work with, her sister lives in Hong Kong, and she, God bless her, arrived just before the outbreak of fucking COVID. But, like, they were kind of put in what looked like internment camps that was patrolled by the army because it was, like, nobody could leave, nobody could get in. So, like, the virus, like, couldn't, like, keep spreading. Honestly, like, as if it, like, some zombie apocalypse type shit. Like, Natasha was showing us, like, videos that her sister was sending in. And, like, that the army had, like, kind of full control of, like you were saying, like, dropping
off the meals. What's it called when they do that?
Yeah.
Do you know when the military kind of takes over?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, my God. It's right on the tip of my brain.
Yeah.
Martial law?
Yes, thank you. Because I suppose their population is so high, do you know?
Yeah.
The population is so dense in places like China and Japan. Like, a virus like that, if it's wiping out whatever percentage, it's taking out everyone.
Yeah. It'll spread so rapidly through that many people, like, so it's kind of understandable. It's still fucking wild, like.
Crazy.
Yeah. And that fucking wonderful time led to this.
Madness.
And this is definitely, like, it's the same level, but I just don't feel, like, I just feel like I can get on with it a little bit better. I numb my fucking brain. And that's why I always go that little bit faster when I'm reading through lists.
Yeah.
Of victims. And I genuinely, I have to think about, like, war times. When they'd go and on the radio and they'd be listed.
The names of
the names of the people who were MIA. Or the list of people who were, they know, are like confirmed dead. That must have been a trip. Anyway, that was a really dark way.
And the podcast, please God, does anybody have any sort of positive news so we can, even something to giggle at.
I had lightened it up, but we fair brought
I'll
it
take
back
it. I'll take something to giggle at, honestly. I honestly might watch that video of Nia falling out of the bed when she went to stand up that time. That brings me joy every time I watch it. So I think if I'm sad, I'll just watch that.
Is there nothing good happening in the world? Okay, positive story. There is a sculptor. This is literally off the top of my brain, guys, so this is going to be the least informative bit of information I ever give you, but I'm sorry. But there is a sculptor, you can just look him up, and he is basically working with other artists to make these enormous marble sculptures, and he's laying them down into the seabed. So basically, when trawling ships are going by with their nets, they get caught on the marble sculptures and it rips the trawling nets, and it's biodiversity is returning, coral beds are coming back to life, fucking all sorts of animals are coming back to like live in the area that had completely died out. So it's working.
Oh my god.
So he's reversing the effects of overfishing and like just the sea being ruined by the consequence of that. So
big ups.
Love that, and I hope that more people get involved and more fucking areas of the sea that are being severely overfished are made beautiful with fucking sculptures that are going to save
them.
Love that. So yeah, that's a little bit of good news of something that's going on. You're slowly reclaiming biodiversity in the ocean.
Class. Needs to be done.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Something good. I don't think we've probably anything else that's good. Kiva, do you?
I'm still trying to find that fucking naked lady thing.
What? Kiva, sorry. What?
Oh, I found it. Wait. You're going to fucking die. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, the book.
Oh, I know the blob.
Do you know the one, Savannah?
Tell Stories to Tell in the Dark, yes.
One second, I can just...
Netflix have made it a movie.
Yeah, type in Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, book, and then lady.
It's like, honestly, what I look like with no makeup on if I had a bit greasy hair.
Yeah. Twins.
Similarities are jarring.
Okay.
That's what I imagined with John Wayne Gacy, except short hair.
Yeah, very fair.
Sorry, that was just very, very irrelevant, but it was the first thing I thought of when I saw it, when I read that.
I think we can call it quits here then. We'll be back next week with something undetermined, consistently inconsistent. We're running with it. We will catch you guys then. I'm not going to make this one super long because I can't be arsed. So here's your fucking Scooter quote. It's, I writ bits for the hits with the lyrics. And always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles.
And join our club.